This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to money and humanitarian crises. More than 2,500 people flee war-torn South Sudan every day. By the end of this year, there could be 400,000 people who've sought refuge in Uganda, the country to the south. Uganda needs help managing this. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Uganda's refugee settlement, Bidi Bidi, is the largest of its kind in the world. It stopped taking more people due to overcrowding. Makeshift camps are now everywhere. Francisca Vigo Walsh saw them in December. She worked for Refugees International.
The problem isn't really Bidi Bidi, but it's the other refugee sites that they must open now because the influx, it just doesn't cease.
Uganda is incredibly open to refugees. It gives migrants land and they can travel and work. But the refugee arrivals now outpace anyone's ability to provide relief. Westy Egmont runs the Immigrant Integration Lab at Boston College.
No system is growing fast enough to provide even water and sufficient sanitation, provide a food supply. So there's a crisis going on within the crisis.
Uganda is a poor country. Most of the aid funding for the region comes from the UN, which is asking for more than $1.2 billion from its members this year to respond. Last year, the United States funded almost 40% of humanitarian aid for South Sudan. Now, the Trump administration wants major cuts to all foreign aid. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.